Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Kande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A top U.S. delegation from the influential Corporate Council on Africa is headed for Zimbabwe to explore business opportunities in various sectors of the economy.
We are taking U.S. businesses to explore opportunities in agribusiness, energy, manufacturing, and technology.
The Constitutional Court has outlawed the arrest of women who are found walking at night.
It is a very, very important ruling in respect of the problems that people face regarding the conduct of the police, because the effect of the ruling is that persons can't be arrested for the crime of soliciting.
And Harare residents team up with council to improve service delivery in Zimbabwe's capital city.
This is one of the best examples of a working tripartite relationship. The resident constituency is involved, is initiating projects, is participating with them. The councillor is there as a policy leader.
MDC Renewal Team Treasurer General Elton Mangoma says he is troubled by violence that broke out in his party's offices yesterday, which he says was orchestrated by the party's leadership against him following allegations that he is having an extramarital affair with the wife of party member Believe Tevera. Speaking at a press conference in Harare today, Mangoma, who was accompanied by his wife and had his head bandaged, denied allegations leveled against him. A three-member committee comprising of the party's youth chairman Solomon Madzure, spokesman Jacob Mafume, and vice national chairperson Lucia Matuenga, which was set up yesterday, has started investigating the issue. MDC Renewal Team's organizing secretary Reggie Moyo tells reporter Standikile Mhlanga that Mangoma's allegations on violence are not true.
I think that is a very far-fetched thing. Probably he's fighting himself. We are a united party. The only problem that we had was those that are personal. And the person who brought that, the guy who's called Believe, that actually attacked Mangoma, those were personal issues. That's why we are saying we need to investigate.
Talking about investigation, how far has the committee gone with these investigations?
It has been constituted and yet to call witnesses and carry out their job.
Mr. Mangoma also talked about violence within the party.
The violence that actually happened in the party manifested itself because of the allegations. So the issue was between Mangoma and Believe Tevera and the woman. So it was not about the leadership in the party. The leadership in the party is focused and condemn what happened. And that didn't even know that there were such things. The issue is there is someone who says his wife was taken away from him, and he wants his wife. And there is someone who is supposed to actually answer to those allegations. Otherwise, these other problems that we are hearing, they are news to some of us.
That was MDC Renewal Team's organizing secretary, Reggie Moyo, on the line from Harare.
Studio 7 wants to hear from you. What issues matter to you? What's happening in your community? Tell us about it in your own voice using WhatsApp. Simply speak into the phone and record your message, starting with your name and your location and then your message. You can even greet your family and friends. Send your messages to our WhatsApp. Get ready for the number. It's +1 202-465-0318. That number again is +1 202-465-0318. Send us your audio messages right now.